Standing on the sidewalk outside Madame Caterina's office, Guillaume Maupas realized he felt unbearably hot and retreated into the shadows. A trio of Hispanic gangbangers wearing tight tank tops to show off muscles likely primed behind bars, bandanas tied around their bald skulls, moved into the street to avoid coming anywhere near him, but Paz ignored them anyway. Paz couldn't get Madame Caterina's tarot reading out of his mind, how spot on it had seemed to be. Thinking of that reminded him he'd forgotten to pay Madame Caterina before taking his leave. That's how much her reading of the tarot cards had unsettled him. So Paz retraced his steps from the shadows, back through the sun. He rang the buzzer and then knocked on the door when she still didn't answer. Paz thought about simply paying when he came for his next session, but he felt himself opening the door and entering the tiny reception area, rich with the smell of incense. He didn't announce himself for fear of disturbing another client's reading, and resolved to retrace his steps if it turned out he was interrupting.
You're late with your fees, Senora. 2 months late. We can't have that, eh? If we're going to keep the neighborhood safe, that takes resources. You understand?
Paz moved through the beaded curtain as he entered Madame Caterina's reading room. The three gangbangers he'd glimpsed outside were facing her from the other side of the table. The now flickering candles sat between Madame Caterina and them.
You boys here to have your fortune stole? Because I can do that for you for free. Gratis. As in no charge.
They'd all pulled back their flannel shirts to showcase 9mm pistols stuck in the waistbands of their sagging pants, but made no move for them as he stood there.
I'm afraid your futures are bleak. Loss of pain and broken bones. I see ambulances and rescue wagons and jaws wired shut. But this is your lucky day. Know why?
None of the gangbangers seemed intent on answering.
You ever read A Christmas Carol? Maybe saw one of the movie versions? See, old Scrooge learned he could control his own future, alter the path he was on by changing his ways, rethinking his decisions. That's what you can do today. Alter your path by walking out of here and never coming back. Comprendes?
Mind your own fucking business, man!
So you want to choose a different path, muchachos? Fine by me.
Two of them went for their guns, but they never even touched steel. Paz lurched forward a single stunningly long leap. He had the wrists of the two who went for their guns in hand by then, and jerked down and in at the same time. The third gangbanger used that moment to go for his gun and actually managed to strip it from his pants, leaving them to sag even lower. As the gun swept toward Paz, he grabbed it, stripping it free, and tossed it aside.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
His lips were still puckered forward when Paz snatched a lit candle from Madame Caterina's table and jammed its flickering end through them, straight into his mouth, shoving the wax down his throat. He saw the banger's neck expand, his eyes bulging desperately as his face purpled.
You can't breathe. That's your present. You're going to die. That's your future.
The other two bangers were trying for their guns again by then, using their offhands now in place of their ruined ones. Paz took a card in either hand and lashed them outward. The cards sliced through the air and dug home beneath the banger's brow level, carving thin, razor-like lines through the eyelids of both men. They crumpled to their knees.
Guess you can't see your own future now.
Paz proceeded to smash their heads together.
You can't see anything.
Madame Caterina had lurched backwards, shoulders pressed against the wall, peering at Paz as if she were seeing him for the first time. The tarot cards had been sprayed to the floor in his initial assault on the bangers, most of them ending up scattered between the two of them now cowering next to each other. Paz knelt between them, taking a card in hand.
Time to take a good look at your future, amigos. Let's see what we've got here. Hey, he says judgment. How fitting is that? But you know what it means?
He turned to one of them, flashing the card before his blood-filled eyes.
No? Let's see if this helps.
With that, Paz stuffed the card into his mouth.
Spit that out, amigo, and I'll break your teeth.
He snatched another card from the floor, focusing on the other banger now.
Hey, the Six of Cups. I don't know what that means, but I'm guessing it's the asshole card, since you're a serious asshole.
Paz crumpled the Six of Cups and stuck it through his teeth.
How's the future taste to you, amigo? I'm betting not so good. But here's the lesson of today. The future's ours to control. That's why people come to Madame Caterina, so they learn what's coming. You didn't give her the chance to tell you boys about that, so it's a good thing I was around to fill in the gaps. Starting now, you can change your future. And if you don't, I'm going to come back and change it for you. Comprendes?
One nodded. The other tried to. Paz looked up at Madame Caterina.
When does the trash get picked up?
Today. Any time now.
Good.
Paz hoisted the two bangers up by the scruffs of their necks.
I'll put these perdedores out on the curb. I'll be right back for the other one.
You didn't have to do this.
Yes, I did. There are some things nobody can change.